Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Calm down.
So the left always attacks free speech.
Calm down. Let's have a conversation. Calm down.
Let's incite. No, let's not have a conversation. Calm down,
I guess the pandemic's over. What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies, huh? Love that, psycho. Don't you? You love that.
Stay calm, sir.
No, Drew would beat his ass so fast.
Stay calm, sir.
Uh-oh, Savannah's going now. I got much for her. Savannah Hernandez is in his face now.
Go continue to kill babies in your death toll.
Angry. They're the most violent group you will ever see.
Oh, they're getting swarmed by demonic freaks. Nobody wants to have sex with these women, I can tell you. They don't need for abortions with them.
I'm a woman here in Washington, D.C.
These women are the opposite of Viagra. Look at these people.
This is the pro-abortion for women's voices. They want to fight for women's rights.
All right. It's all scrambled. Retreat from the death cult zombies for a moment.
We're here to ask women why this is important to them, because we want women to be heard, not men.
I think everybody deserves the right to choose. It's too important to not be here.
So your sign says guns kill, abortion saves lives. Can you explain that to me?
Well, absolutely. Safe abortion saves lives. Honestly, making abortion non-accessible for women and people of uteruses doesn't stop abortion.
So women, what's a person that has a uterus?
People that have uteruses.
So a woman?
Anyone who has a uterus.
Can men get pregnant as well?
Anybody with a uterus can get pregnant.
So men can't get pregnant.
Some men, if they have a uterus, can get pregnant.
How can a man have a uterus?
With a litmus test is saying men can have babies.
All right, y'all. So we are over here. We're advocating for men who have uteruses, for men to get abortions, because this is 2022, and we have reached peak science. Guns kill, but abortion saves lives, even though
this is when you're in a cult.
70 million babies have been killed in the womb. Can somebody explain this sign to me, because I don't really understand it. We're going to move on. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. We actually do appreciate it. We're going to move on. But I want to talk to faith towards women and, you know, maybe find common ground on why you think the way that you do. I think that abortion is murder. What do you view abortion as? A woman's choice? All right.
So what's the big message today? Why are you guys out here? Have you had any abortions at all?
I have not. I've known many people.
Okay, so how does that apply to you if you've never had an abortion? Why does that matter to you? Do you plan on ever having an abortion, ever?
I should be able to have one too.
Okay, but you've never had an abortion. Okay, so what is your... How does it make sense? Are you the type of individual that was for the vaccine, that was for mandates across the United States of America? Yes or no? You were. So you don't not see the correlation there, how it's my body, my choice when it comes to murdering babies, but not when it comes to forced mandated vaccines?
Nobody would really know what they would do unless they're in that situation. I used to be pro-life when I was younger. Growing up, I thought that that was sad. I thought I considered it human. And then I grew up and I...
So which, biolo- biological fact or scientific fact led you to believe it's not a human?
It's not.
So a fetus is not a human?
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Worldwide civilization is collapsed by design. Thank you for joining us on this live June 28th, Tuesday broadcast. We got some big guests coming up today. At the bottom of the hour, Drew Hernandez, working with, of course, Savannah Hernandez, got the shocking footage, live footage, of the pro-abortionist out front of the Supreme Court this weekend, saying they love Satan, they love killing babies and bullying and attacking them. That's gone viral on Tucker Carlson. You name it, just tens of millions of views spreading all across the internet as people see what monsters they are. Drew Hernandez is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour because he's also been on the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California borders quite a bit with Savannah lately. They work for separate news agencies, and they're not married, by the way. They both have the last name, Hernandez. And he's going to be joining us to talk about both those huge, big issues at the bottom of the hour here in about 30 minutes from now, or 25 minutes from now. Jim Breuer, one of my favorite comedians, politically incorrect, demonized and attacked by the left, he's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today to just talk about how crazy this world is and tell some of his amazing politically incorrect jokes. That is in the third hour today. And then Wayne Allyn Root will be hosting and doing a fabulous job as usual in the fourth hour. Ahead of the great Owen Schroyer will be coming in to host the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, on the verboten, forbidden, attacked, demonized, censored, lied about, embattled InfoWars TV/radio network, coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Okay. Next hour, I'm going to cover all the news and all the war and the economy and the drag queen pedophile time and the pedophile parades and all the latest developments there and so much more. The latest, the cover-up in Uvalde, it's going to be a jam-packed second hour. So I'm not going to even tell you what's coming up in the second hour other than it's official now. We told you it was coming. They're not just saying new pandemics are coming. They say they're here. Monkeypox. Blue states are already preparing for new lockdowns. We've got all of that information to go over. But the first big thing I want to hit is this, because it's not just a tragedy, not just preventable, but it's a perfect example of how the corporate media is able to cover stuff up. And here's some examples. And I haven't asked the crew to do this yet, but I want to go ahead and do this. See if there's a master list in the San Antonio newspaper or the Uvalde newspaper or a Brownsville newspaper or the Houston paper, I'm not sure. I'm sure somebody's have had to create a list because as a newsman, I'm here 6-7 days a week reading the news. And I can tell you this, every week, they find a tractor trailer in Texas alone, also found in Arizona and California, New Mexico, with 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 dead people in it. and it almost never even makes national news when it's 10, 15, 20. Because the police usually get there in the 100-degree heat when they've only been locked up for a few hours, so only half of them die. This time, almost all of them are dead. When they got in the truck, 43 were dead. Hours later, 50 are dead, and the numbers are it's about to go up. There could have been as many as they haven't released this yet, as 100 people packed in there. Now, what does the news not tell you about this? The state police report it. It's in local papers, but never hits national news. Why in the hell are they locked up in the tractor trailer? Was it Don Johnson in Machete, who goes around the Texas border wearing his cowboy hat, talking like a redneck, shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach? That never happened. It's not going on. But there were a string of racial attack crimes against white people after that movie came out because folks actually believed white people were shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach. You know who's killing Hispanics at the border? The Mexican drug cartels and coyote smugglers. Again, why is no one asking why do they keep finding 10, 20, 30, 50 dead people on a weekly basis in the middle of nowhere, miles over the border? Because the cartels make them pay part of the money up front, and then when they get across the border, they're supposed to be paid more money. And a lot of times they hold the people hostage, they take their cell phones, they get their cell phone codes, that's what the coyotes do, and then they call their families and they say, your brother or your sister or your son or your daughter is locked up in this tractor trailer and it's 100 degrees. And if you don't pay me $10,000, I'm going to kill them. And then the cartels get in, aim machine guns at the people, bring the people off who've paid. And then they lock it up and kill the people. They drive them out in the middle of nowhere and they pull over. And they get out and they leave and they murder them in a horrible death of burning up to death in 130 degree temperature inside those tractor trailers. With people clawing and screaming and beating. And sometimes they're as young as 10 years old. Hell, the coyotes kill children younger than that. Now, are they going to call for banning 18 wheelers or tractor trailers because of this? Because they're using a tractor trailer as a cage. Can I have that water, guys? Thanks. I've got to get a water. They are using that tractor trailer as a cage to murder them as a weapon. So we've all heard the cases of where the mother straps in her 2-year-old or 1-year-old in the child safety seats. It's happened quite a few times. They're always on Prozac-type drugs. And they drive them into a river or lake and kill their children. And even though the mothers are mentally ill, they give them life in prison, and I think they should. Why is it national news when somebody kills 2 people in their car by drowning them? But why, when you burn somebody up to death, do they not point out how they're murdering them? They just go, we don't know why they were stuck in a trailer. We don't know why we keep finding them dead in trailers. We don't know why. The coyotes also, when they take you across, if you don't pay them, they'll just shoot you. They find thousands of dead bodies in each town every year along the Texas-Mexico border. Tens of thousands dead every year, and it doesn't even become a blip on the radar screen. Severed heads, people tortured to death, people hung, dead bodies everywhere. Dead bodies everywhere. And the media always plays dumb. Well, maybe it was just too hot for them in there, and that's why they all died. And certainly that's happened in a few of the cases. But in the lion's share, they are locked in there. Why does the person pull over, leave them locked up, and leave? Because they want to send a message to the people they're smuggling. If you don't pay up when we call, you are dead. And that, my friends, as Paul Harvey would say, is the rest of the story. So now it's 50 dead at least on a side road outside San Antonio, dumped off because they didn't pay the other half the money or it didn't get delivered. And that is Biden's collapsed border. That is the ugliness of an open border. And I have reports here today where the Biden Justice Department is letting people out of jail with no prison time who were delivering pounds of fentanyl enough to kill tens of thousands of people per pound. So you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. You think about when 19 children get killed because the police stand out for 77 minutes, wouldn't let the parents go in Uvalde. It's the biggest story on earth, and every gun owner is to blame, according to the media, the enemy of the people. But when it's tractor trailers being found every week, and when I say every week, we're trying to find out the numbers. I see it in the news. I live in Texas. I read it every week. I see another tractor trailer full of dead people, or half of them are alive, half of them are dead, some die at the hospital. And so that's the brutalness of the Mexican cartels. That's the brutalness of the third world. And then our own government's trying to turn us into that and shaking their finger at us when we want guns to protect ourselves, that we're the bad people. It's preposterous. We'll be right back in InfoWars.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Journalist Drew Hernandez ran into people like this over the weekend. Here's how it went. I guess the pandemic's over. What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies? You love killing babies?
Yeah, I love killing babies.
Hernandez shot the footage you just saw. He's an investigative reporter and host of Turning Point USA's Frontlines. We're happy to have him join us now. Drew, thanks so much for coming on. So the rhetoric even a year ago was my body, my choice. It was a bodily autonomy question. It was a libertarian question. The guy in the Pete Buttigieg t-shirt just told you he loves killing babies, and the rest of them were saying the same thing. This seems like a big change.
Well, Tucker, it's the absolute truth. This is a death cult. Whether it's corporate America, whether it's politicians or these so-called activists and protesters and the rioters, at the end of the day, this is a death cult. These people want to murder babies, a human being. And it's interesting because they refuse to call a baby inside of the womb a baby, right? But you see in that clip, he openly says it's a baby. They always say it's a fetus. But because he's telling the truth, that's a demon speaking. These are evil people. They want to be able to murder babies wherever you see it across the United States. And I've been on the ground covering all of this for Turning Point USA about a week and a half ago in D.C. And immediately after the decision was announced, Tucker, we saw the NPCs on the left lose their minds and start crying, and the pro-life individuals outside of the Supreme Court erupt in cheers. But within minutes, Tucker, Congresswoman AOC spawned out of nowhere in front of the Supreme Court and started calling the Supreme Court illegitimate and calling for people to take to the streets and saying that voting is not enough. And within hours, we saw all of this violent rioting across the United States, and particularly in Los Angeles as well, where a rioter was literally found with a makeshift flamethrower. That's fiery, but mostly peaceful for you. I'll tell you that right now. But this is all about murdering babies at the end of the day.
Killing makes them feel like God. It's why they love war. Drew Hernandez, I appreciate your taking that footage for us. Thank you.
And the footage you're talking about was them live with us Saturday with a special emergency report we did for 2 hours that we cannot air live during the weekday shows. So we're on radio and TV stations. You can't have all the cussing and profanity there. So we have to do it live, internet only, when we go on the ground like that to show you, because it can't be aired. It's so profane. Full 2 hours is at band.video. It's the Saturday emergency broadcast. Reporters attacked by bloodthirsty pro-abortion activists in D.C. Find that video at band.video. Drew Hernandez joins us next segment to talk about the fact that the left doesn't care about life. It sees humans as a commodity, whether it's abortion or whether it's human trafficking in the open border, whether it's the fentanyl pouring across. This is a culture of death with the poison vaccines, all of it. He'll be joining us. And I asked the crew just to look up San Antonio in the last year and tractor trailers full of dead people. And we got a whole stack of news right there, not to mention not just San Antonio, but towns all over South Texas and on the border. It is a weekly occurrence. This 50 dead is the highest number yet. That's why it's getting attention. I guess next time we'll have to be 100 dead before this becomes news, but I remember a decade ago, one of the Austin City Council members, a big Latino activist, his brother got indicted and busted for having a dungeon in the basement of his house in Austin where they would hold illegal aliens, migrants, and torture them because they hadn't paid enough money. That's the type of people running the La Reconquista. They're not trying to reconquer Texas from Mexico. They are organized crime working with people like Pelosi, who said MS-13 are God's children and wouldn't even decry them 4 years ago. Wouldn't even say they were bad people. And of course, 4 years ago, they said there are no caravans. There is no replacement migration. It's a fake story. Now they say, get used to it. It's 10 times the numbers coming in under Trump, double what was coming in under Obama. It's unbelievable. They have officially broken the border. They are officially turning us into a failed state. And you've got not dozens, but more than 50 food processing plants that have blown up or burned up in the last few months. Same thing's happening in Europe. You have all of these different crops failing. You have farms that can't even harvest their crops because they don't have the fuel, the money for it. We have police that can't respond to crimes because their fuel budget is over. They don't have the money for their fuel. This is what a failed state looks like. This is by design. I'll be talking more about this, but I want to put out a win-win here. We need funds to run this operation. Everybody should have storable food. Even if you've never done it before, you should get started. It lasts more than a decade. It's high quality. It's ready to ship. It's the lowest price you're going to find. PrepareToday.com. With the war, with the collapsed borders, with the inflation, with all the uncertainty, the only thing you can do that's certain is get high-quality storable food while the price is lower than it will be in the future. And you can say hands down with the inflation that's already here and coming, as I told you 30-plus months ago, I said you will see food prices absolutely explode across the world. So again, preparetoday.com. Ladies and gentlemen, preparetoday.com is a one-stop shop, instead of just having it on InfoWars, a one-stop shop where you can go and you can get all the best storable food ready to ship. You can get all the greatest preparedness items and survival items ready to ship. Water filtration, air filtration, highest rated at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on the air filtration and water filtration. There are hundreds of amazing items there. And then 20-30% of that, because there's not much profit in it, because we're selling at very competitive prices, goes to fund this operation and keep us on air. You need to get prepared. You need to get ready. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear in the information war. So keep us on air while you get prepared. 1 month, 3 month, boogie packs, 1 year, specialty food packs, everything, preparetoday.com. Water filtration, water treatment and storage, first aid, fire starting and protection, emergency power, and so much more at preparetoday.com. And everything on the site is ready to ship to you in stock. So many of the other places, folks, get your orders, sit on them, and then try to fulfill them. We don't sell storable food. We don't sell air filters or water filters or anything unless it's in stock. And that's why for the last 3.5 months, did you hear me promote storable food? Did you hear me promote air filters, water filters? And the answer is no, because it was all sold out. But our big supplier, My Patriot, bought massive amounts of the biggest distributor in the U.S. It's their site. Their template, they're running it. You're ordering directly. It comes right to you. It's just, we get the credit at preparetoday.com. So get your food now at preparetoday.com. Preparetoday.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And also visit InfoWarsStore.com for great supplements, books, films, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The National Citizen's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election, how they're planning to steal future elections, and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today.
today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You do know this. There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre. 3 minutes after the subject entered the West Building, there was sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children. The officers had weapons. The children had none. The officers had body armor. The children had none. The officers had training. The subject had none. 1 hour, 14 minutes, and 8 seconds. That's how long the children waited and the teachers waited in rooms 111 to be rescued. And while they waited, the on-scene commander waited for radio and rifles. Then he waited for shields. Then he waited for SWAT. Lastly, he waited for a key that was never needed. The post-Columbine doctrine is clear and compelling and unambiguous. Stop the killing, stop the dying.
That's the head of the Texas State Police, Steve McGraw, testifying to the legislature on what's happening. And I'm going to get into this more next hour, but I want to bring it up to Drew Hernandez because he has reported extensively in the war zone, that is the Texas and Arizona borders particularly, in depth for us for years. We've been down there with him many times. And this is a subject I want to raise here. I don't want to just harp, like I normally do, on how demonic the pro-abortion people are, how they hate babies, or how they say they love Satan. That's important, but not the key. I don't want to just talk about, oh, look, another 50 dead illegals locked up to die in a tractor trailer, another week goes by, and another tragedy. It's all interconnected. We hear a lot about white privilege in this country, which is a made-up Marxist term to turn us all against each other. But I'll tell you where there is privilege. If you can make it out of your mother's womb, you get more rights, and you have the privilege of not being killed and of being against the law. And if you had a tractor trailer of citizens, whether they were Hispanic, black, white, Asian, and if, say, in Wisconsin, they found a tractor trailer full of 50 black people dead, or 50 Hispanic citizens dead, or 50 white people dead, or a mix of people, it would be the end of the world, and we know everything about it, and who locked them in there, who held their families ransom for money. But because it's illegal aliens, a permanent underclass, migrants, being brought in by the coyotes, and the money being laundered by the Democratic Party, with the broken border by design, they're not human, ladies and gentlemen, according to the very people that are using them and letting them use children as a free ticket into this country, in many cases that aren't any relation to them. So I'm going to play this clip and go to Drew Hernandez for the balance of the hour. But this clip's from making the rounds this week. Joe Rogan sent it to me this weekend. I meant to get to it. Now it's viral. Now it's everywhere. It's Mike Judge's new Beavis and Butthead movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen this clip of white privilege. And Beavis and Butthead are obviously total morons. And they got IQs of about 75. These fictional characters that my friend Mike Judge created decades ago, 30-something years ago. And they're told by the professor, you have privilege because you're white. You can commit crimes. You can do whatever you want. Of course, that's not true. National statistics show that police are twice as likely per capita, per 1,000 whites, 1,000 blacks, twice as likely to shoot whites. Why is that? Are they out to kill whites? No. They know that if they make a mistake, particularly in a black home, they'll be crucified and fired and probably put in prison. Or they go to a domestic dispute or a shootout. So they slow roll. And then you have the highest crime rates in the black area because they can't carry out law enforcement. That's the main cause. So again, yeah, there's white privilege. You're twice as likely to be shot by police. But not because they're hunting white people, because they actually respond, which is a form of discrimination, but only because they get discriminated against and are scared to go into the black areas. So that's the reality here of the white privilege, is it's a mixed bag, ladies and gentlemen. And it's 10-1 black-on-white crime, because there are some racist black people that think white people deserve to be robbed and killed just because they're white. And the left promotes that. So that's the reality of the white privilege. There's privilege if you're a citizen and you live in this country and you get found dead, the media will cover it. But they don't want it covered because they are busting the border and smuggling millions of people in. And so if you're one of these new permanent underclass being brought in by the Democratic Party, you aren't treated as human. And that's the real Democratic Party privilege. They have armed guards. They have police. They don't want citizens to have them, no matter what color you are. There's elite privilege, Bilderberg Group, Davos Group, World Economic Forum Group, privilege, and then there's all the rest of us being turned against each other and played off. But here is the Beavis and Butthead piece.
This is a classic example of white privilege, and you both have it.
What's that?
Anyone want to fill them in?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay.
So white privilege is when white people, particularly men, automatically assume they can take whatever they want.
And they never have to worry about getting stopped by the police.
And they have the inside track for any job they...
I got this one, Aisha. They have the inside track for any job they want.
Exactly, Gage. Thank you for that. That's white privilege.
Whoa. And we have that?
You sure do.
I see.
Whoa. I never realized this stuff.
yeah. You've really opened up my eyes.
Well, I'm glad we've been able to enlighten you. The real question is, do you think you'll be acting differently from now on?
I guarantee it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Step aside, please. We have white privilege.
Yeah, check it out. Hey. Don't worry, it's okay. We automatically assume we can take what we want, and we don't have to worry about the police. It's okay, you didn't know. They didn't either. Good stuff, yeah.
This is what we were taught, sir.
Now, we're subverting existing paradigm.
This rules. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm glad we went to college.
Yeah, like, now I have the skills for today's workplace.
Well, let's see. What should we take next? Let's take that car.
but that's a police car.
Beavis, you dumbass. Didn't you hear? We don't have to worry about getting stopped by the police.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Okay, Beavis. Let's tear ass.
Don't move!
Sir, maybe you didn't know, but we have white privilege.
Get your hands where I can see them!
I think the problem is you're just uneducated.
Yeah, we're gonna get jobs on Wall Street.
Hernandez will be with us a little bit in the next hour. I appreciate him joining us. Drew, I know we're gonna be getting into so many of the big topics out there, but what's your overall view on the point I just made about there's the elitist privilege and there's the rest of us? Nancy Pelosi's husband, they won't release the squad car footage, the body cams. He got to run over somebody reportedly. But because he is married to Nancy Pelosi, that story's being killed.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me. And shout out to the InfoWarrior Getter chat right now. I'm in the chat and they love you, Alex, and they love what you're doing. And just want to encourage you. There's millions of people out there that love you guys. But to go to your point, the Democrats have always been racist. You and I both know this. They're the pro-slavery party. They're the anti-civil rights movement party. They're the ones that have always wanted to oppose minorities. So right now, it makes sense to me that they're the pro-CRT, critical race theory party, where they're literally engineering racism in our universities, in Hollywood, across the board in corporate America, where they, the ones, are pushing the racism. And it's always these racist white liberals that turn around and tell someone like me, I'll use their terminology, a person of color, that I'm oppressed and I'm poor and I can't do anything on my own and I should just listen to them. And even when I'm on the street with people like Savannah Hernandez trying to report, it's always these white liberals that are telling us to shut up and telling people not to talk to us. So they're the real racists, Alex. They always have been and they always will be.
That's right. They're the self-appointed gods over us all and we're sick of it. Hernandez, stay there. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
seen as one of the most intrepid, fearless reporters covering Antifa, riots, the border, you name it. He's a good friend of mine now. We've gone on the road quite a bit together. He also teams up with Savannah Hernandez, and they're just really kicking ass. He works with Turning Point USA. She works with Truth Social, and they also work with InfoWars. And the live feed they shot, they were with us Saturday for 2 hours, has gone viral. And tens of millions of people have seen different clips from those 2 hours. That is success. And the reason I report that to viewers and listeners is you need to know InfoWars and Drew Hernandez and all the people we work with are fighting hard and putting ourselves on the line to expose this evil. And we appreciate your support and your word of mouth, but it's you sharing the articles from his Twitter and sharing the videos from Band.Video and his videos that is getting it through the censors and really showing the ugly face of the New World Order. So I want to get into Roe v. Wade. I want to get into the Summer of Rage. I want to get into the border that you just returned from a few weeks ago that you were telling me on air and off air is just worse than ever than we were even down there a few months ago. So I want to hit all that, but you're a really articulate guy, and I respect your worldview. What would you call this period we're in right now? And with 133 days out from the election, with everybody turning against the left and Democrats, what do you expect them to pull to try to salvage themselves? Big picture, what is Drew Hernandez telling his wife and family? You know, when you're sitting around the table, what do you really think is about to happen? Because I have a sense of optimism. People are waking up and humanity is finding its soul again. But also, I feel a lot of real anxiety knowing the enemy's got a lot of tricks up their sleeves.
Well, number one, Alex, from a biblical perspective, I'll give you that first. I think right now we're living in a generation and an era and a time frame right now in the timeline in God's universe and God's creation where This is total depravity. We've seen this in cycles. We've seen it in Rome and in Corinth. If you study biblical history as well, we have seen superpowers go through total depravity and a societal reprobate mind. Now, what that means from a biblical perspective is God gives over societies to a reprobate and a depraved mind. What that means is someone loses their moral compass. They lose all sanity. They lose the entire ability to discern right from wrong. And that is a consequence, that is a judgment, according to Romans chapter 1, based off of a society suppressing the truth of God himself. So as a default, you get total depravity, total lawlessness, zero morality, all void of morality. And some of the distinct, I guess we can call marks of that society when you read Romans chapter 1 is a total disrespect of society against one another, liars, cheaters, backstabbers, murderers, the list goes on. But then it turns into open, normalized homosexuality and then total confusion. If anyone's questioning what I'm saying, just go read Romans chapter 1 for yourself. And it's literally like you're watching InfoWars in real time. Why? Because we're covering this as it's happening in real time. And the Bible told us that all this was going to take place. So the good news is the gospel is always alive and it's always well and it's always going to have the power to save anybody on the verge of dying and going straight to hell. Now, does that mean that that's going to happen? Are we going to see a mass revival? Are we going to see just a mass collapse of the United States of America? We saw that in Rome. They dispersed. They're not lasting forever. And we can't sit here and think America can last forever as well, because God is always on the throne. And at the end of the day, he's going to do what he wants to do. He's going to judge America when he is going to judge America. And right now, I will say this, Roe v. Wade and the collapse of it and the pushback and the justices having the courage to strike it down. We know it's going to go back down to the states. But Alex, you and I both know that that is a glimpse of hope. That is a ray of light. A lot of people are seeing that there is hope in this country. I think that is the momentum. I was talking about this with Owen on the War Room the day that it broke. And I told him this is the momentum that we need moving forward. I think the justices that had the courage to do this set the example. They set the tone. They set the energy. They set the momentum for other Americans and pro-life, just patriotic, pro-human individuals in the United States of America and worldwide to continue with this momentum pushing forward, whether you're in the world of education, entertainment, news, media, wherever it is, or if you're just a loving, a responsible mother or father at home and you're watching everything that's unfolding. This is the momentum we needed. We cannot let this stop. We cannot let these people continue to threaten us. We cannot let these people continue to intimidate us, because if we do, that is how we lose. And I'm not calling for violence. We can legislatively continue to push back. And I think the Supreme Court set that example very clearly. And we cannot let this momentum fade away, Alex. You and I both know that.
Beautifully eloquent. And we should talk about your story, because it's really for people to be able to think about what their destiny can be. You're a super articulate guy. I mean, the first time I ever saw you covering something, I said, man, this guy's a natural. And now you're very prominent. You're reaching millions of people a day. What were you doing before? Kind of, you told me this before. I forget the whole story. God convicted your heart to get involved. Can you remind me? I know that you told me the story, but what got you in the game? I know there's so many people out there that are just as smart as I am or smarter, like you, who are on the fence or on the sideline. Something makes you get in the game. And I know there's people out there, every race, color, and creed watching, that can do just as great of things as I've done or you've done or others have done, but they haven't taken that step. And that's what I'm all about, is getting people to take that step. And that's one of the things I'm most proud of, is that so many prominent people say, hey, you got me involved, you got me to take action. I think that's really InfoWars' greatest contribution, is getting people to take action. But what was your awakening like, or were you already awake? What happened?
Well, number one, Alex, I became a born-again Christian on February 1st, 2012. Christ radically changed my heart, my mind, my spirit, opened up my eyes to what the world is really doing and how the world is really functioning on a spiritual level. There is evil. There is a real devil, just as God is real, but God is more powerful. Opening up my eyes to the spiritual aspects of things, and then being able to take a look at the world from a biblical worldview, everything begins to stabilize and make sense. But I didn't start getting fully politically engaged until after the election of Donald Trump. And the reason why is because all of the WikiLeaks that came out, all of the intel drops, even InfoWars was putting stuff out, hearing that Hillary Clinton was essentially going to do what President Puppet Biden is doing right now. Open borders, collapsing the economy, just putting Americans in a place where they are controllable and mass destabilization. All these things were coming out. And I saw all the lies that were taking place during the 2016 election, where they would call Trump a racist and a liar, a hater of Mexicans and brown people. On CNN, I would watch that. And then at night, by day, I would watch that. And then by night, I would go watch Trump's rallies and listen to his message. Never heard a single thing about hating brown people or any racist rhetoric. It was always pro-America, pro-life, pro-individual, pro-Americana, pro-patriotic.
Pro-unification. He was trying to unify.
Pro-America unification, but seeing that we almost came on the verge of losing the country in 2016, kind of like where we are right now, like I said, that's what really engaged me as a born-again Christian, because, number one, I know that I have the power of the Holy Spirit. I have the power of the Word of God. He lives in me. He literally works through me. He does all that he can through me if I'm just submissive and obedient to him. I'm not perfect. I'll never claim to be that. Only Christ is. But I knew that if something could change and God could use me to do something, that now was definitely the time. I mean, it's always the time. But for me, I just saw that our country is on the verge of something very evil and satanic, and I just wanted to get involved with whatever God wanted me to get involved with. I never had any plans of being a reporter, never had any plans of covering riots, never had any plans. I was a youth pastor, pastoring a local church in Southern California, and that's what I was doing, focusing on them, teaching the Bible, and kind of showing them the world around them from a biblical worldview. But then this just all unloaded, and God had a different plan for me. So I guess to answer your question, this is a very loaded answer, knowing and understanding the urgency of darkness rising and attacking the current and the next generation is what really amplified me to move forward with the truth in obedience to God to oppose tyranny that I saw on the horizon. So I think in God's plan, I mean, he's never done with us, just like he's not done with you, Alex, and everyone else that's listening right now. I know he has a lot more in store, and I think this is just the beginning, and we'll see where this goes.
Man, I couldn't say it any better. And it is that sense of urgency. And just like Trump brought them out of the woodwork, now this Roe v. Wade, bigger than Trump, is going to make them take the mask off, and they've done that. And I want to talk about what you witnessed at these anti-life rallies and what you witnessed at the border and what you think is coming up with the election. Drew Hernandez is our guest. We'll go to some of the next hour, and then we're going to open the phones up for the balance of the broadcast. The comedian we had on had a family emergency. He's going to come on next week. We totally understand. So we're going to have several hours of calls after Drew leaves us, at least an hour and a half of calls, and a bunch of news I haven't broken yet next hour. Hour number two with Drew Hernandez, just a wonderful guy. And I'm going to tell the story next hour when we talk about this. But I get really upset looking at the people that serve Satan, how they're like mutants. I get very depressed about it. But then God says to me, look at all the great people you get to know who are on the other side, who are awake. And when you know people that know God and know justice, they're just alive and beautiful and smart and articulate. You see the people that aren't, they're dead inside. You can see the choice that needs to be made.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.